This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of the 80th Independence Day. The president's address will be broadcast at 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani. It will also be telecast on all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. The telecast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by its broadcast in regional languages on the regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast the regional language versions of the address at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has remembered the courage of all those who were impacted by partition. In a social media post, Mr. Modi termed the partition as a moment in history that tore apart several lives, where families were uprooted, loved ones were lost, and immense suffering was endured. Today is Partition Horrors Remembrance Day. The nation is paying homage to all those who sacrificed their lives and suffered unimaginable pain during the partition in 1947. A report.
To mark the Partition Horrors Remembrance Day, various programs are being organized across the country, including in the national capital. In a fitting tribute to all those who lost their lives due to the partition of the nation and were displaced from their roots, in 2021, the government had decided to observe 14th August every year as the day to commemorate their sacrifice. It also ensures that future generations remember the pain and suffering endured by the people as the birth of independent India was marked by the violent partition which left lasting scars on millions. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Services of the Delhi Metro will commence from all terminal stations across its network at 4 a.m. on Independence Day. The Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, DMRC, said that the decision has been taken to facilitate the movement of special guests, invitees, and the general public attending the Independence Day celebration. The DMRC said that the metro services will operate at a 30-minute frequency on all lines until the commencement of regular revenue services as per the scheduled timetable for the day. The Lal Qila, Jama Masjid and Delhi Gate metro stations are the nearest stations to the Independence Day celebration venue. Delhi government has approved 20% horizontal reservation for ex-Agniveers in direct recruitment to fire operator posts in Delhi Fire Department and warder and matron posts in Prison Department. The Home Department order also provides age relaxation for eligible candidates. It fits in with the policy of the Government of India for rehabilitation of ex-Agniveers. Union Home Ministry has already reserved 50% of the posts at the Constable, General Duty and Rifleman level in all the Central Armed Police Forces, CAPFs and Assam Rifles for ex-Agniveers. A grand tricolour rally will be held in Bhopal today under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. The rally will start at 10 a.m. from near Mother Teresa School on Kohler 6-lane road. It will cover around 32 kilometres and end at Bhaisa Khedi Mandi in Santnagar. Organisers expect more than 1 lakh people to take part in the rally. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and BJP State President Hemant Khandelwal will also join the rally. Special arrangements have been made for traffic, parking, security and crowd management. In Uttarakhand, 7 people died and 14 sustained injuries following landslide and water seepage in an under-construction tunnel at a hydroelectric project site in Chamoli district yesterday evening. 21 people have been brought out of the tunnel. Of them, 7 were declared dead, while 14 others have sustained injuries and are undergoing treatment at a nearby hospital. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning for very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh today. India emerged as the overall champions at the Commonwealth Fencing Championship by winning an impressive 35 medals after 4 days of competition held at Lagos in Nigeria. And that is the end of this news bulletin.